So, Bram Stoker's Dracula is coming to the Oast Theatre, directed by Lawrence and adapted by Bryony Lavery. Bryony's adaptation brings Bram Stoker's classic gothic horror into the 21st century, where the infamous vampire blends supernatural cunning with technological know-how. Joining me live in the studio now, we've got the director, Lawrence Plum, and cast members, Lo, Oliver, and Wendy Chalice. And we're going to talk all things scary about Dracula. Good afternoon to all of you.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good. So, let's start with you, Lawrence, coming to you first. Tell us about the adaptation and how different it is to the original.
So, Bryony originally adapted Dracula for 2015. Once we got through the script and looked at all the changes she'd made, there's a lot of the letters that appear in the original novel are replaced by emails. We read through her script, we really liked it, but we thought we'd ask a little bit more, so we contacted her and asked if we would be allowed to update it slightly more. So she adapted it for 2015, and we've readapted it for 2025.
Okay, so in terms of the adaptation, how has that worked? What's different? What are the major things that are different?
So majorly there's, instead of using newspapers, there's a news report partway through. There's a few references to more modern things. We've taken the emails and turned them, like I say, into... We've taken her emails and turned them into sort of WhatsApps and instant messages to make it a little bit more up to date. We've tried to change the clothing slightly more to make it more in line with... We've made it a little bit more friendly to people that aren't necessarily originally represented. So rather than saying, well, all these characters are male and all these characters are female, we blind cast a couple of the roles and said that we didn't mind if those characters wanted to be male or female or neither. We've got at least one or two non-binary characters in there for the modern world.
Right, okay. And do... people that come and see it, do they need to understand the background to Dracula, Bram Stoker's Dracula, or is it all self-explanatory when they start watching it?
It's very self-explanatory, but I do think that a little bit of background in the rough original story is quite useful. Bryony has put references in. I think at one point the characters even reference the fact that they know the novel exists, and they think it's ridiculous that they're
really?
Dealing with Dracula when it's just a story sort of thing.
And you've made it comedic in some respects as well, so you've got some comedy elements.
We've added some minor comedy elements just to sort of pull some of the darker elements into the light.
Yeah, because it's quite a dark story, and everybody that has seen the film and read the books, it is dark. But so how have you put comedy into it without giving too much away?
Of course. I mean, there was already comedy in there because Bryony had written it with comedic elements added. We've just added a bit more of that. We've deepened some of the understanding between some of the characters. And we've made it, I think, a lot more fun in places. There's a lot more of an atmosphere even within the cast and rehearsals. They like to have fun with what they're doing, and sometimes if a cast member is unavailable, we'll have the other ones read in for them. And often there's some quite humorous, shall we say, parodies of each other's voices.
And when did you start preparing as director in terms of the schedule, knowing that it's taking place in October?
So I submitted Dracula to be performed at the Oast around this time last year.
Oh, wow. Okay. As long as that.
And they said, is there any particular time you want it for? I said, well, if you're going to give me Dracula, I need it for October.
We've got
Halloween. We've got to have a bit of that. But I originally saw Bryony's version on stage in Bromley. However many years ago that was.
Okay.
Let's just say however many years ago that was.
Yeah.
Which I did mention to her when I contacted her, and she was very surprised.
Okay. Right. So it's been almost a year in the making.
Oh,
from
yeah.
start to finish.
Yeah, I've been planning it for most of a year, but getting bits together, finding the right crew. I think we did meet the directors, which is something the Oast does every year, where the members can come and meet the people that are going to do the shows for the following season. I think that was May time, May, June time, and then we auditioned it at the end of June, and then we started on the 14th of July with our rehearsals.
Right, okay. So a long time coming. Basically, yeah. And in terms of casting, obviously you'll come to Lo and Wendy in a moment and talk to both of them in terms of who they're playing. But the audition process, how many people roughly did you audition?
I think we had around 25 for 11 roles.
Right.
We were very lucky in that most of the people that auditioned were phenomenal. We had to do callbacks. We were that impressed.
That must be quite difficult when you get people that are so good. You think, oh, no, what am I doing?
There was a lot.
How do you choose?
Yeah, we sort of had to make it all fit together as a cast. So, you know, I couldn't have a Seward and a Renfield that were massively apart in ages.
Right.
I definitely couldn't have a Lucy and a Holmwood that were hugely apart in ages, otherwise the ages wouldn't look right on stage.
No, exactly. So I guess all of that as a director comes into play in terms of what that person's going to do in terms of connecting with the other actor.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So it must be quite a difficult job.
Well, that's why we had to do the callbacks, because I needed to see sort of these two people play against each other and then maybe swap somebody else in for one of the other roles.
Yeah.
Is that going to work? Right, let's see those ones against those ones.
Yeah.
I mean, as a director, I'd written down prior to the auditions sort of these two characters need to work really well together and these two do.
Right,
and
gotcha.
If I have to sort of choose the relationship, which one's more important?
Sure, sure. Okay, so coming to Lo first. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in. So, your character, who do you play?
I'm playing Dr. Jack Seward. They work at the psychiatric hospital, which is next door to Carfax, which Dracula definitely hasn't bought, don't worry about that. But they are non-binary, just like me. They go by they-them pronouns. They are the student of Van Helsing, and they've formed a very sort of close relationship because Van Helsing supported them when they came out and gendered them correctly. So they're very close, sort of father-child relationship sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they are one of Lucy's suitors, so they did get turned down by Lucy. This is probably the worst thing to happen to them, including all the vampire stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how long have you been acting?
I've... It's going to sound very cliche, but basically as long as I can remember.
As a little one, you were a very young child wanting to be somebody else. And
there are videos, don't ask me for them. I was very small.
Yeah, it's a bit like me, actually.
Yeah, and I've come up through the Oast Youth Theatre, so I've been in the youth shows for the Oast and things like that.
So how long have you been with the Oast?
I've just left because I've turned 19 now, but I think I've been there for about 3 years, I think.
Okay, right.
But this is my first adult production with the Oast. Okay. I'm really glad I can carry on there. I didn't have to leave. It is different, and it's something to adapt to, but I'm really glad I'm still involved with them because they are wonderful people.
And I think with the Oast Theatre, and all of you can understand this, because it's such a small theatre, starting off somewhere small, where you can see the audience, you know, closer to you, is a good footstep into the wider and larger theatres, I guess. Will you tell me, Lo? I mean, has that been a good stepping stone for you to go into larger theatres and productions?
Yeah. So obviously I'm going to go to university and do acting as well, but it's really nice to have that stepping stone like the Oast and to see how a theatre is working when you're doing a sort of smaller scale version of what they do. But yeah, it's really nice. Obviously it's quite scary. You can see all the audience in front of you. You really have to block that out.
Yeah, I've been to a few productions at the Oast. And I always wonder when you're acting on stage how much of the audience, because they are so close, you can see.
Everyone.
Okay. Is that a little bit intimidating?
Eventually you do learn to block it out and they're not there.
No. So that's what I mean. So basically seeing the audience, but when you go to a bigger theatre, when the lights go down, you probably can't see
it's
that many people.
It's a lot easier, surprisingly.
So, it's a good stepping stone. Okay. Thank you, Lo. Coming to you, Wendy. So,
hello.
Who do you play?
I play, my main character is Mrs. Westenra.
Mm-hmm.
So she is Lucy's mother, and she is a bit of a warrior. It turns out, quite rightly so.
Warrior or warrior?
A warrior. She worries.
Okay.
And she has a heart condition as
Gosh.
That's my main character. But I also pop up in two or three other bits Lawrence has got me playing a Bride of Dracula in Act 2. So.
Okay. This is what I'm...
You're a bride of Dracula. Please remember this.
I get murdered twice.
Oh, really? Okay. Yes. Oh, bless. This is what I love about The Oast, because we have you in regularly, cast members, directors, and I know that so many of the actors on stage play more than one role. Mm. So you're actually changing costumes, you're learning different... maybe voices and different characters. How difficult is that for you as an actor?
This one, not so bad, because my main character, I'm literally playing a woman that is my age, who is a mother.
Right.
So I can just naturally kind of step into that. There is a couple of bits where I am putting on a what they call a Carpathian accent,
right,
which is the Transylvania.
Okay.
Area.
Yes.
So I won't do that for you now, though.
No. Oh no, please do. Come on.
Do carry on.
We'll do that off air later.
Yes.
So scenery and props. Again, with a small theatre. How has that worked out? I know you have so many volunteers, and everyone is so good in terms of what they do. So that must be a massive task for such a production for Dracula.
I think from my perspective at the moment, I'm just looking at all the technical side of the production that is going to need to come together. And I think that's what really is amazing about the Oast Theatre, is it's a small little theatre.
Mm.
But the level of skill that we have in there, and we have people who are also prepared to take on newcomers.
Mm. Right.
So if you've ever had that thought of, do you know what, I'd love to get involved in the theatre, but I don't actually want to go and act, but I'd like to see how the lighting works.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been involved in the Oast Theatre since about 1977.
Good Lord, you don't look old enough, Wendy.
Thank you very much. and just, you know, walking past the lighting box now, it is completely different from what it was back then.
Yeah.
And the technical stuff that we are able to do on stage. And also sometimes just it's the vision of the director. So that they will come in, they then work with the, what's the Wednesday afternoon group called? The Wednesday
morning
group.
The play group.
The play group.
Right.
So they will work with them and... in their mind's eye, they have an idea of how they want that scenery to look, what's coming on and off the stage, what the logistics of that are.
I think this is the thing, isn't it, with any production, whether it be at the Oast Theatre or West End productions, there are so many people involved behind the scenes.
Yes.
And when you go as a a member, what's the word I'm looking for?
Audience.
Audience, thank you. you don't really sort of understand that, do you? Because you're looking at the play and you're looking at the characters and you're immersed in the whole production. But a lot of people probably don't realise how much goes into it in terms of the costumes, the direction, the music.
Props,
yeah. Exactly.
Front of house.
Exactly.
Somebody to
exactly.
run the bar, somebody to do
exactly.
the ice creams.
Exactly.
I just want to mention that the Oast Theatre does have an open day on the 19th of September.
Oh, yes, I saw that. I was going to ask you about that. Yes.
So really, that's for anybody to come along to see how we run, what the theatre actually looks like, if you've never been to it.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully to sign up and volunteer.
Okay.
You don't have to want to get and tread the boards.
No.
You can...
There's so many other aspects...
Yes.
To it in terms
Lawrence
of getting involved.
And I occasionally we do the bar, don't we, Lawrence?
We have, yeah, done the bar.
Okay.
I've done the bar. I've done props before.
All hands in.
Yes.
Can you sew?
Not that they'd let me get involved in the costume department.
Okay. So, well, we all have our strengths and weaknesses, don't we, Wendy? Okay, so when does it start? Dates, please.
Lawrence.
Oh, this one's for me, is it? So, our Dracula will be taking place between the 10th and the 17th of October. Tickets are available from our newly revamped oasttheatre.com website. We've recently had that updated.
I looked at that this
morning. Works really nicely now.
Looks really good.
We are not the only people before Christmas. We've got on the 10th to the 17th of this month, September, We've got She Kills Monsters, which is one of our youth productions.
Okay, well, another dark thing.
It's a very, very good play. I'm slightly involved with it myself, but it's a very good play. I've seen how well the youth have rehearsed, and honestly, I think you're going to be very surprised about the talent on display with that one.
Okay.
We've also got After Us on the 14th to 21st of November. We've got Educating Rita, which obviously is a quite famous film.
Yes. Was Michael Caine in that?
Yeah, I think it was Michael Caine and Julie Walters.
Yes, Julie Walters. Yeah.
And then we've got our Christmas production between the 11th and 19th of December.
Busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, which this goodness year will be Alice me. In Wonderland.
So oh, wow.
Nice one to sort of wrap up the year.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
There obviously we have plays following that, but all of the of tickets course. Are available on the website.
I think what's good between our relationship with the Oast and West Kent Radio is we have you in sort of every other month to talk about our coming events and what productions are coming up as well. So we look forward to seeing maybe you or somebody else, whoever is in the next production coming up. So, Lo, just before we go, how long is the play on for, do you know?
The play's on for 8 performances. We have one day with a matinee. As Lawrence said, it's the 10th to 17th of October.
Okay. And how long does the play last?
It's about, about 2.5
okay.
hours.
Okay. With an interval?
Yes.
Okay.
We won't make you sit down for that long.
No, it's not like going to the cinema to watch, what was that film recently?
It was Oppenheimer.
Yeah, 3.5 hours or something.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you so much, all of you, for coming in. And again, where can people buy tickets?
On the new Oast Theatre website.
Mm-hmm.
Oasttheatre.com.
Okay, perfect. Yep. Wendy, Lo, Lawrence, thank you so much.
Thank you.